Time to recap McCook City Council meeting number 2 for the month of June in our studio. City Manager Nate Schneider. How you doing, sir?
I'm good. How you doing, Rich?
Doing terrific. Good. Your Royals, Nate. Wow.
I know.
They are in. I can't win at home.
I know. It's bad. Yeah, when you're letting the A's walk all over you, that's a bad sign. So,
maybe tonight at Texas.
Yeah, they just, and it is a game of ebbs and flows. I mean, every sport is. Uh-huh. But you go through those periods where you just don't play great, and hopefully they can. Thing is, they're so tied into Bobby Witt Jr., and so if he's off just a little bit or if he's slumping, then there's no one else there to pick it up.
Mm-hmm.
And so I don't know how you – I mean, they've got some good young prospects coming up, but, boy, it's been hard to watch here recently.
Need some wins.
They do. Yeah, that AL Central starting to slip away from them, so we'll see.
Councilman Jerry Calvin, who cannot wait until football season so his Vikings can somehow, someway get back in the thick of things.
Somehow, someway. If the planets all align correctly, maybe.
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 He'll be ordering those Super Bowl tickets for him to go watch his Vikes play someday again.
Sure.
Let's get to the agenda from last night. We'll start first. Anything on announcements and recognitions last night?
Had a couple of things. We have Parks Board scheduled for Wednesday, Parks Board meeting scheduled for Wednesday at noon. We've got a few different items on there. Mainly we want to talk about some of the park projects, playground related, the Kelly Park Inclusive Playground, and then also Barnett Park as part of the RCRP grant. We're going to use funds to help out with both of those improvement projects. And so we've been talking to a vendor. I think we've got an idea as far as what direction we want to go. We want to get some feedback from the Parks Board and then send that back over to the council. And so we'll be doing that at the Senior Center on Wednesday at noon, open to the public if people want to attend that meeting. And then Beth had mentioned that the Ford Transit bus that we've been waiting on now for 6 years is done and completed, and she can pick it up on Friday, I do believe she said. So it'll be nice to have that. We've been talking about it for a long time. That was actually free of cost to the city of McCook. It's just taken a long time to get it
6 years.
Ordered. Not ordered, but to get the final product. So it'll be great to have that in our fleet, and looking forward to not having to wonder where the heck it's at. So that'll be very nice to have that one off of our plate.
Anything else? That was it?
Those were the two items.
Public hearings regarding the amendment to the redevelopment plan for the Wagner Auto redevelopment project.
This one, so this was a TIF request. We got a TIF application for a project that will occur on Highway 83 just west of the cemetery, and it'd be south of N Street. And the plan is to go ahead and put in a 42,000 square foot automobile sales business, and then also the appurtenances that go along with that. And in order for tax increment finance to be eligible to help fund a portion of the eligible cost expenses that are associated with the project, it's got to be in a blighted and substandard area, which this area was declared blighted and substandard in 2013. So actually, even where the radio station is, everywhere up and down Highway 83, that was all included in the blight and substandard area. And that area actually extends all the way east to 11th Street. So it's kind of a skinny little extension, but it goes along Q Street. Then it drops down around St. Catharines to the south. And then it extends back to the east, and then it runs along East 11th Street, all the way north to the corporate limits on East 11th Street. And so, it's a fairly large, it's skinny, but it's a wide area. And so, the request came in for the consideration of tax increment financing in order for the project to be completed. Obviously, we always take a look to make sure that, but for tax increment financing, the project wouldn't completed. And there are a number of different variables that we use to measure that. It was pretty clear to us that TIF was needed for this project to move forward. Chris Wagner was present last night, and he had testified to the same effect that, you know, TIF is necessary for this project to move forward. All in all, right now the valuation of the land is at $250,000. That's the current valuation. It's estimated that the final valuation upon completion of the project will be around $6,800,000. While there are about $1.5 million in TIF-eligible expenses associated with this project, the tax increment that will be created is only about $1 million. And so that's what the promissory note was written at, was for $1 million worth of tax increment financing eligible expenses. That's a mouthful. In the same vein, you know, when we go through and look at this, we make sure that it complies with the comprehensive plan. And the comprehensive plan really is a directive to the city to figure out a way to try to grow our town, to try to bring in business, to use tax increment financing or LB 840 to make sure that we are able to bring new development to our community. Ultimately, when you look at that Highway 83 corridor, you're going to start seeing quite a bit of activity out there. You've already seen some as far as hotels that have gone up that have been TIF projects. This will be a TIF project. And now with the sports complex and the sewer extension project, you're going to see additional development out there on the north side of Highway 83 with the ability to expand into areas that we've only dreamed about in the past. And so this is compliant with the community development law. We go through, we read everything just to make sure that all the statutory elements are met. No one's going to get displaced. It's going to develop a piece of land that sat vacant and empty and unimproved for a long time. That is a very hard tract to develop just because there's no sewer there. So you're going to have to extend sewer down from End Street in order to connect to that facility. And that's an expensive proposition. At one point in time, there was a developer that looked at trying to extend sewer down there. And it was just a little bit too expensive for them to do that. So that is a tract that we've all looked at. I think at one point in time, there was a sign up there, a future home of Cisco. It stayed like that for a while. It doesn't do us any good if it's just sitting there vacant. The taxes will be collected as is for the next 15 years. It's a 15-year payoff. If the valuation exceeds what we think that it might be, then it's going to be a shorter payoff period. If it's less, it's going to be 15 years. The developer will have to make up that difference. To have a piece of property that's going to be developed, to know that it's going to be developed, to know in 15 years it's going to be on the tax roll at a number of $6.8 million as opposed to $250,000, with the ultimate goal of hopefully taking some of the property tax burden off of the public. That's why we do these projects and try to grow the town, try to bring in more economic development, try to bring people to McCook. That's really at the heart of these projects. At the end of the day, it makes a lot of sense for McCook. It's going to be a great project. We're excited to see this move forward, just like everything else that we've seen along the highway. And that kind of takes care of everything that we talked about. The contract was a fairly standard contract that we do when we have these types of requests. There are responsibilities that the developer has to follow. There are responsibilities that we have to follow. It's believed that construction is going to be completed by the end of 2026. And so that's going to be the date that we use for our separation of the tax valuations. And so other things, that are required, you can't protest the taxes. They've got to at least be $6.8 million it could be less, but the developer is going to make up that difference. The developer has a responsibility to keep it unencumbered. The developer has a responsibility to make sure that if it transfers, it transfers so that way it's going to maintain its value. The city has a responsibility to make sure that when it issues the promissory note, it goes to the developer. Those tax payments will go to the developer over a period of time, but the way that it happens, the developer pays their taxes on the new valuation. And so the original taxes that are paid on that $250,000, they still get paid out to the taxing authorities as they currently get paid out. It's not like you lose anything. You just don't get that gain until 15 years later on down the road. So I know I'm jumping around. There's a lot involved with these projects. But, again, we're excited to have this one move forward, and it'll be great to have that open track develop.
And they're going to start when now?
I think they're starting any day.
All right. Mm-hmm. Very good. Very good. So everything's a go with that.
Yeah, it's a go.
Chris was smiling on the night before his birthday today.
Today?
What a great birthday present.
I didn't know it was today. Yeah, I had no idea. I had no clue.
Should have recognized that. Yeah. Darn it.
He probably doesn't. Well, I think Kyle had told me he was a class of 86.
Yeah.
And so I think I know what his birthday is. And we're getting to that point where we don't want people to know what our birthdays are. And so he probably doesn't mind not having that advertised.
He's closing in on 60.
Yeah.
Both the internet, yeah. Both are. Oh, I better know. Oh, I threw her in the mix there. I shouldn't have done that. Anyway. But that's a big project. That's a big project, isn't it?
Oh, huge. They're making a very, very large investment in our community. I can't thank the Wagner family for this, their vision of what can be, what will be. And as Nate has said, this has been going on for quite a while, and it's just nice steady commitment that they were going to make sure this was done, and can't thank them enough for what they're doing to improve our community.
And that's a good point, Jerry.
I forgot to mention the private investment. It's assumed that it's going to cost around $12 million to build this out. So only $1 million of that's going to be tax increment financed, so the remainder is going to be privately financed. So there's a lot of money that's being injected as part of this project that, but for TIF, would not occur. And so, anyway, those are things that we take into consideration when we look at this, and looking forward to having that done and completed. It's going to be a good project for our town.
Where did the consent agenda? You had a few items there. Anything pull for discussion?
No. It's pretty vanilla.
All right. Move on to the regular agenda and presentation from Emma Castor with the West Central Nebraska Development District in regards to properties identified to be a violation of a Cook's Code of Ordinances.
Yes, we have contracted with, I'm just going to call them West Central. I don't have the breath to rattle off their whole name. But we've contracted with them. This is our second year now where we got a lot of irons in the fire, and when it comes to nuisance properties, there's quite a few, and we just need help. And they have contracted with the city of McCook to help out. And this round, Emma, she's an angel. She looked at 240 separate properties, and as I look at these addresses, it's basically everything south of B Street, and that's a lot of properties. And out of the, I'll share the pictures and everything with you. That's how many there are. It's like a book.
Oh my gosh,
it's a small thick book. She looked at 240 properties. She sent out 125 courtesy letters saying, hey, this is the violation. We'd ask you to clean it up. They're given a good amount of time to get rid of the nuisance. She had 57 properties that the owners took care of it. She came back, looked at them. They're fine. 9 properties were given extensions. And Emma said her extensions are 30 days, roughly 3 weeks to 30 days, 3 to 4 weeks. So she gave us a list of 59 properties that we needed to declare as a nuisance, that the next step is Emma's going to come back to them and they're going to look at them, and we as a council need to, if necessary, address it. She'll keep us informed about what it is. And with West Central's assistance, we're going to try our best to get sections of McCook. You know, how do you eat an elephant but one bite at a time, right? We can't do the whole community at one time. That is totally impossible. Never happened. So she takes a piece at a time. This is round two. And I'm looking at the numbers. I thought she did a fantastic job initially of the initial contacts. People responded well. 59 properties, it's a number, as you can tell this little book, it's kind of a number, but she's a very persistent, very personable lady, so I got faith in her. She'll wrap it up.
All right.
Yeah, and West Central is helping us. We're still maintaining our nuisance projects for the remainder of the town, and so West Central just identifies the districts that they break McCook into, so they'll go 1 through 18. Last year we had them look at the Northwest District of McCook. This year they're looking at the Southeast District of McCook. And we will continue to deal with the other nuisance abatements at the city level. But like Jerry said, it's just a lot, you know, and we only have really one person that's partially dedicated to that. That's Debbie, and she does a fantastic job. But it is an all-day project if she was going to just do nothing but nuisance abatements, and she does a lot of other things other than just nuisance abatements. So anyway, we appreciate West Central's help. We encourage people to make sure they keep their properties clean, do your part, and hopefully we can see some improvements made on some of the 59 properties that she has listed and don't have to do anything else other than just get compliance.
Next up, discuss the first addendum to the lease between the city and Southwest Nebraska Family Resource Center for additional portions of the old public safety center at 526 West B.
Yeah, KT Beek is the director took over for Kathy Haas, mm-hmm. and they are growing. Kathy built an amazing entity, and KT and their board is continuing, and they provide a large number of services to the people, not only McCook, but of the area. And for those old people like me, right now, the old fire bays are utilized by the city to house our expensive equipment. So what they are occupying is the fire department, the bedrooms and the squad bay and parts of the old police department within that building, but with their growth, they need more room, and it's available in that building. So they asked if they could expand more into it, and it's kind of a no-brainer because, as KT was explaining, Leanne and Gene Weed and I took a tour, about a month ago, whatever, and there are so many services that aren't being met. I'm going to be real blunt. The state of Nebraska requires certain things, certain certifications, and I'm talking about foster parents, but they don't offer it here in McCook. And so that is one piece of the pie that KT and her group is trying to do, is offer these kind of services where you have to have continuing ed for foster parents, that they can do it here in McCook. And that's just one of several that they are working on, not only just the helping with the supplies and clothing and things like that, but counseling services possibly in the future. And you need room for that. And she is really stuck in a small area. So we're talking about it. The council gave Nate the authority to sit down with KT and do a little bit of negotiating on what increase in the lease would be. But for the services they are currently providing and what they hope to do, it's a bargain for the people of McCook. Leanne's done her best to figure out total cost of what it takes to heat and cool that building and how much of it is our responsibility with housing our equipment and other parts that the city will still utilize versus what they are utilizing. So I'm very comfortable with the direction this is going, and that they are really, really working very hard to continue being very helpful to the people of McCook and the area, not just us.
All right. Next up, consider the approval of a request to use ACE funds in the amount of $1,500 from the Southwest Nebraska Freedom Festival for the 4th of July fireworks display.
Yeah. Jamie Mockery and Tacy Favre, thank you, came and spoke. Well, Tacy kind of threw him under the bus and made him talk. You can tell she's the brains of the operations and he's the PR guy. But the one thing that I really wanted to begin with is that Jamie wanted to make sure everybody understood that this Freedom Fest is not part of the McCook Christian Church. It is its own entity. And as such, they raise funds, they get sponsorships, they put this all together just by volunteers. And at one point, I thought Jamie said 200 and some people, yep, in some way volunteer for this. Mm-hmm. And it takes money to do this. And Jamie brought up the dreaded T word about tariffs and how the price of fireworks have gone up. Not too bad, but bad enough. And so they made the request of the council to use $1,500 of the ACE funds. And we felt that was a very good use. because we as a city do not have our own fireworks show. And the fact that these volunteers are willing to put this together each year takes a huge load off of our shoulders as a city, not only just the manpower, but the financial, that we don't have to commit any taxes of any kind to have they just take care of it, pure and simple. And so they were just asking for a little bit of financial help, and council felt that that was a very excellent use of the ACE funds. That's why we always encourage people when it comes time for gas sign up to select the ACE program, because that's the only one that gives money back to the community. It's a great, great program. So yeah, we voted let's give them $1,500 and let them do their thing.
Yeah, they do a wonderful job. Oh, doing that. Kyle, you know, of course, Kyle Delevoe kind of his idea on this, and of course he and his family moved to Kearney. Mm-hmm. So these guys have kind of continued the role. That's good that they're having this event.
Yeah, and it's not just a fireworks, it's an event.
Oh yeah, music, oh, food, how? Everything. Yeah, games.
It's an event of its own. Yeah. So, and you know, that's one thing Jamie had mentioned. The one year we had never complained about rain. When the good Lord sends rain, you smile about it. But it did kind of put a damper on thing. And Giles and his amazing crew moved everything over into the Kiplinger. Mm-hmm. And that's the beauty of that Kiplinger complex and the fairgrounds. It gives you those options. So it's not only the ACE funds, but there's so many entities and people that donate to this. So God love the volunteers.
Which reminds me that fireworks sales go on next week.
June 28th.
Oh, the 28th. So it's it's a week from Saturday.
Yep.
Wow, that's right around the corner, because Friday's 2 weeks from 4th of July.
Yep. Yeah.
Crazy as that sounds.
The year's flying.
I know it. Update from Miller & Associates regarding the Water Resources Recovery Facility.
I'm always going to call it the Wastewater Treatment Plant, but they said that everybody's gone to calling it WRF. So it's the Water Resource Recovery Facility. I'll never be able to say that.
Nope.
It took me a long time just to be able to say Wastewater Treatment Plant. Mm-hmm. So I think I'll stick with Wastewater Treatment Plant, even though Chris said I've got to change with the times, so we'll see. We really appreciated Chris Miller and David Blau being present last night to kind of give an update to the council and show the plan design that we have for the wastewater treatment plant. We want to make sure that we share that with the public so they see what is going to be in the works here in the near future. We still have a construction time period of 2026 for commencement. The reason why we need this, we've got an RBC facility right now that's exceeded its useful life, or is getting close to exceeding its useful life. We've had rotating bio discs that have been in use since 1978, and these things are really heavy. They break the axles. Once you lose a disc, you have to take it out of the train. Once you take it out of the train, there's not much you can do. And so we've gone from, I want to say, 14 to about, I can't remember if it's 11 or 10, what the number is. And we're still able to clean the water and get it to the Republican in a way that is compliant with all federal and state regulations. But as time goes on and we lose more of those RBCs, we won't be able to do that. So we've got to get this done so that way we don't have any concerns as far as consent decrees or anything like that in the future. And so we've worked on this since 2023. Miller & Associates was selected to serve as the design firm in 2023. 2024, we did tours of different facilities to look at different methods for removing waste from the community. We have selected the SBR method. The SBR method is fairly standard for communities our size. The facility that we toured was Broken Bow's facility. They have two basins where the wastewater goes into. One gets treated while the other one is filled. The particulates then are redirected. The solids go back up to, there's going to be a head work station that's going to have a grinding facility. It's also going to end up having our, I call it the poop press. It's a fan press. It makes the material so it's dry, so you can actually transfer it to the transfer station, and then you can take it up to J-Bar J. In the past, we weren't able to do that. It had to be land applied. And there were some difficulties finding people that were willing to go ahead and take that. And so this is now an easier way for us to get rid of those solids. The plan has the headwork building. It has the area for the fan press. It's got the blowers to make sure that the process is completed properly. It has a pad where the particulates that come from the poop press, it can be picked up and moved to the transfer station and then dumped. And then or applied. It can be applied as well, too. And then you've got your two basins. You also have an equalization tank. So the wastewater goes through the tank, and then it's just going to alternate between basins, and that equalization tank is right in between the two basins. There's going to be land for an additional basin if McCook grows, which we think is going to happen in the future, and so we want to make sure that we're planning for future growth events. We also want to make sure that we've got the ability to continue to operate while construction is going on. And so we've got a plan to make sure that we can take all the wastewater while everything's being built out. Really, the only thing that we're going to be eliminating are two digesters. That's where the solids are currently stored. And like I said, with the fan press, we're not going to need that anymore. So those will be removed, but everything else is going to stay. The RBC building, we're going to bid that out as an alternate to see if there is a way to use that for storage purposes, because it's a great building. It's a good-sized building. Even though the RBCs are heavy and constantly moving and have moved for 50 years, that building is in good shape. So we'd like to be able to retrofit that into a storage facility. We'll still use our UV station. We're still going to clean everything. The one nice thing about this is the SBR system has been employed by a number of other towns. Like I said, similar size to McCook. It's going to meet all the future federal and state requirements as they get more and more stringent. And those requirements are becoming more stringent. I mean, we don't get to make the call on those things. And so as you start going from parts per million to parts per whatever, we need to make sure that we're able to clean the water as required. And so this is going to do that. Again, you know, our RBC plant is probably the last RBC plant in the state of Nebraska. It's outdated technology. It was good for the time, but everybody's gone away from it. Most communities went away from it a while ago. I think Hastings and McCook were the last two. Hastings went away from it, I don't know, a decade or so ago. Now we need to probably look at other adjustments and something that's going to be sustainable. I know Chris had kind of given us an idea as far as how long this is going to last. It's going to last for a while. Another 40 or 50 years, I think, at a bare minimum, similar to what our current wastewater treatment plant has lasted. So, but we got to do these things. You know, the two most important things that we do here in McCook is we get water to the community and we remove waste from the community. And without these things, you don't have a town. And when you see that there's an imminent issue, you've got to deal with that issue. And the only way to do that is by replacing it and putting in something that is a better fit long term. So they did a great job with the presentation. I always appreciate when Chris and David are present. They dumb it down so that way we can all understand.
That's lively and understandable.
Yeah. And so appreciated everything that they helped us out with yesterday.
Update regarding the extension for West 5th Street closing.
Oh, yeah. I already forgot the name of the company doing the work. Too many crowds. Yeah, that's what happens when you turn 65. Everything goes. Van Kirk. They asked for an extension to the possibly the 27th. They just have run into a few issues here. The weather hasn't been exactly cooperating. And just ask for everybody's patience a little bit longer until June 27th. They're a good company. They do quality work. It's just the way stuff happens. And I know the mayor had mentioned that she had seen several pickup stock trailers going up West 5th from her business. It's like, well, you're not going to get very far, but people have been very understanding. They just detour around that area, and they're working really hard. But hopefully, knock on wood, June 27th, they'll be able to open up West 5th.
And the water main is going to be in this week. It's just going to be the remaining connections and then also the surface that we're going to have to go ahead and repair. But the other alternative was to do it during the school year, and we didn't like that as an option because you have people that are running between the junior high and the elementary school, and they're taking West 5th Street. That didn't make any sense. So this was the best time for the project to happen, and it'll be done here shortly.
approving the Second Amendment to the agreement between the City of McCook and Mammoth Sports Construction for the youth sports complex.
This is the last phase of the contract. So the contract was actually done in three separate phases, three separate contracts. And this will be, we talked about the horizontal build-out where all the fields are going to get built, parking lot, all that good stuff. This is the vertical construction that's going to occur at the very tail end of the project. This is going to be your concessions building. This will be your maintenance building. And the contract price is $2.6 million. That's a lot. But also, when you look what's going to be included with this facility, it makes perfect sense. This is not your typical building because it's going to serve multiple purposes. You're going to have your concessions area. You're going to have your restrooms. You're going to have changing rooms. You're going to have a number of different facilities kind of wrapped into one, uses wrapped into one, plus our maintenance building to make sure that our guys are able to go ahead and keep their stuff protected to be able to work and operate, you know, in an efficient manner. Those are both being considered as part of this. The plan is for this to actually be started on the tail end of the horizontal build-out. So as the horizontal build-out is occurring, at the tail end, they'll start the vertical construction. Kind of working through a couple of issues with the Department of Health and Human Services, you know, trying to decide exactly what this looks like. But the reason why we have to move this so far in advance is we have to order parts, we have to order equipment, and all these things are so far out that if we don't front-load these contracts, there's a chance that we're not going to have everything we need to go ahead and finish the project. And so that's what this was about. And all the project's going to be about $16.9 million. We're sitting at around $12.5 million right now, so we're sitting in good shape. We got some more things that we're working on as well, too. We've got naming rights. We've got lots that we can sell. We got a lot of different things that we can put out there in order to try to make up that gap. So, looking forward to having Mammoth finish that. I know that June is kind of their start date or anticipated start date for the horizontal construction. They're going to start with the fourplex pinwheel and then move their way south to the championship fields, and then they'll hit up the soccer field. And if we can raise enough money on our end, we'd like to do that second soccer field as well, too, which they've kind of priced at $1.6 million. But we'll see. I mean, that's not part of the $16.9 million. So things are moving forward. Mammoth had people here last night. We always appreciate when they come.
They always do.
They travel well. They come from Kansas City and from Sioux Falls.
They're very easy to work with. Yeah. Very accommodating, very professional.
Yep, they're great.
Wow, we picked a winner. And they made me happy. Cause, you know, it's all about me and my happiness, of course. But early on, I kind of stumped them. You probably remember the Nancy Osborne rule at Memorial Stadium. You have to have two ladies' restrooms for every men's.
So
when they showed us the floor plan for this building, the concession stand, and as Nate said, the restrooms and the umpire changing station, I was quickly counting. I turned around. I was quickly counting. And I don't know the gentleman's name. I'm bad with names. He started chuckling. He says, "You're counting, aren't you?" And I said, "Yep." You have two ladies' toilets for every one man's toilet or urinal. So 2-1.
Right.
They hit my mark. They hit my mark. Because I said, you know, guys, it's important that the ladies don't miss out on the action.
Right.
Come on,
exactly.
Let's go.
Right.
So yeah. Treat them with some respect here. And, yeah, they designed a beautiful building. It's kind of silly to talk about how beautiful a bathroom can look within the whole context. But the building they designed is just an amazing. It's amazing in its simplicity. Concessions, umpire changing areas, restrooms, janitor room.
There's a seating area.
Seating area.
Picnic tables.
Oh, they've got it all figured out. And again, like I said, it's all done. They're such a fun group to work with. But boy, are they the consummate professionals. They're always thinking like three lines down. They're very good. And the mayor was asking them about maybe leaving that dirt mountain that they have. And maybe this winter we get some snow, we could do some snow skiing, you know.
Oh, wow.
If anybody has not been out there, you got to go out there and look at the dirt work they're doing. It's an amazing project. Wow.
Approval of the 25-26 budget schedule then.
Oh, yeah, the dreaded B word.
It is that time again.
Can you believe it?
You just got done with the last one.
Yeah, that's what it feels like.
It does.
It feels like it just is fast forward. But, yeah, we had to send that over to the council so they could kind of see what the itinerary was and make sure they were comfortable with it. Kind of similar to what we've had in years past. No real big changes.
Yeah, and make sure we have enough time, and we do, for public input. Mm-hmm. That's always one of the largest pieces. Mm-hmm. Is Nate and his very professional staff put the budget together, and we wrestle with it and ask the public for their opinion. They offer suggestions and so on and so forth. So the schedule's pretty, it's not aggressive, but it's very, let's get her done.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Council comments, anything last night?
Oh, I was complimenting. I saw on Facebook the disc golf people. Wanted to thank Ron Maris and Tyler Kalinske and Kyle Potoff and Nate Schneider for the city's help on the Barnett Park golf course that we discourse that we have. And I just wanted to point that out in council comments, that it's nice the working relationship that these promoters are putting together our second course. It's they're doing it all themselves. I did opine that I'm sure out of the four names, Ron Maris probably was the guy that did most of the work, but they were throwing the other three in there just because, you know, you have to have supervisors. But anyway, it was nice to see some positive public relations feedback. That's a fine group of people that's working on this project, and the city always works well when people like this come together and want a project done. So I just was really happy to see that. And on the personal side, I compare the Kelly course to Heritage Hills. I just can't do that one. So now we got a nice flat course.
Easier one?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
I can get my walker down there and, throw my discs. And
well, Caleb Taylor is hearing this now. He's like, oh, it's easier now? Now he's going to work on making it tougher because of what you said.
Yep. I just screwed the whole thing up, didn't I? Well, as far as the topography, it's going to be a little easier on my knees.
And there are a lot of trees that you're going to have to play through.
Oh, there's a lot of trees down there, yeah. But it's wonderful that we have two disc golf courses in McCook. Wow.
And I did want to add a couple more things. I know we got to get going here. We did receive a Sherwood Foundation grant in the amount of $500,000 for the sports complex. So that's great news. And we're continuing to write additional grants. We're going to keep on moving forward with that. Our bond rating with Moody's is scheduled for today at 10:30. So as soon as I'm done with radios, I'm going to be heading back to the office doing that. And then also we've got our pro forma complete. We sent that with our Sherwood Foundation update, which I know helped. That basically summarizes where we think the sports complex is going to put McCook as far as economic opportunities into the future. Hotel, restaurants, retail, all that stuff. It gives us a breakdown of where we think that's going to affect McCook. And then also the feasibility study. We just finished that last week. Tara and I finished that. We sent it back over to the sports feasibility companies. They're going to make the updates that we suggested, and that's going to be ready to go too. So those are the three things I wanted to touch on. Aside from that, it was a short meeting.
Sure it was. Next meeting, July 7th?
Yeah, we get 5 Mondays this month, thank God. So it gives us a chance to get some stuff done.
Yeah, because you're down to 4 for the next month. Yeah.